Hello, everyone. My name is Kimberly Dodson. I am with Mickey's Search Party, which is a Disney on Ice show coming to the Honda Center, and I'm here on Annie Talks.
Annie Talks, Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here we go with Annie Talks. Annie Talks, Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here's your host.
So much for being on the show. I really truly appreciate it.
No problem. The pleasure is all mine.
Oh my goodness. I'm excited. I'm a huge fan of Disney on Ice, and this is, I don't know how many times we've been, but my family and I have enjoyed it quite, for many, many, many years. We're excited to be here and excited to have you on the show. And I'm really excited to get to know you and get to know a little bit more about Disney on Ice this year.
Yeah, this is a really great show, like nothing you've ever seen before from Disney on Ice, actually.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit more? Sorry, my dogs are probably going to be in the background because they're my co-host, I like to call them. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about you, Kimberly Dodson, and then how you became a Disney on Ice skater?
Sure. So I actually grew up in Long Beach, California. A few people will know this, but there was a local hockey team called the Ice Dogs, and we would always go, and I loved going to that, and I would skate there with the players, and my mom would only buy me my own skates if I took skating lessons. So I took skating lessons and never stopped. And so I really started ice skating because of hockey, which is, you know, being at the Honda Center and the Ducks is really kind of cool. It's full circle. And my grandma would always take us for Christmas to the Disney on Ice that was in town. So this is just really a wonderful experience getting to play home, being that I started as a little kid watching it in these venues and these arenas, and now I'm getting to play in these arenas.
Oh my gosh, how fun. Now, who is your favorite hockey player then? Because you talked about it a lot in your profile. I wasn't sure who that was.
So his name was Patrick Augusta. And this is a long time ago, like 20 years ago. So I'm not sure that anybody would really know his name anymore, but he would pick me up and skate with me. And I just thought he was the cream of the crop, the best guy out there. He was really wonderful.
That is so awesome. Now tell us how you came to know Disney on Ice. When was the first time that you saw them, and what was that experience like?
You know, to be 100% honest with you, I don't know if I remember my first time because we've gone for so long, but one of the most memorable experiences for me was seeing Tarzan and Jane. It was the Tarzan show. And again, this was probably like 2000-ish. And the Tarzan and Jane on that show, I just thought were phenomenal. And then on my first year with Disney, I got to tour with them. They were still touring like 15 years later, and they were on my tour. And I got to be co-workers with these people I just thought were amazing in the show I saw when I was a kid. It was so wonderful.
Oh my goodness. I bet that was a dream come true for you to be able to see
absolutely
your idols more or less, and then to be able to skate with them. That's a dream come true for sure.
Yeah, so now, it was.
Yeah. Now, one of your professional goals right now is to become a principal skater. So for now, what are you doing on the show?
I am one of our acrobatic performers. So we have, this show is super different because we've taken circus elements because Feld had the circus, and we've put them into the ice show. So we have this silk act that goes about 20 feet in the air with 7 different girls. We do different formations, and I get to be a part of that every show.
Oh my goodness. Wait, so then what kind of training did you have to do that was different maybe than, say, you know, a normal ice skating performance? Obviously you had to learn kind of the calisthenics and athleticism to be able to do that, right? The aerial stunts?
Yes. So we actually have 2 aerial coaches that came in, and they put us on a workout program and just straight learning how to do acrobatics for about 6 weeks. Nothing like very specific. We were just learning a whole bunch of strengthening things, how to climb silks and Spanish web and straps and all that kind of stuff. And then after about 6 weeks, we started putting together what would be our routine. So it took a solid 6 weeks of like muscle building before we could even really start doing some of this stuff.
Oh my goodness. Now you've been performing with Feld Entertainment, who are the folks that put on the Disney on Ice since 2014, and you've been touring since then, have you? So can you share with us some of your favorite or most memorable moments like on the road? I know that being on the road sometimes can be a little daunting, but I know that, you know, as performers, we all tend to, I'm a performer also in a different whole genre, but as a performer, we make it interesting and we always make it your own. And I love taking on the new sights and sounds of the city. What are some of the things that you remember or that stand out to you in terms of touring?
Yeah, it's, you know, getting, you're away from your family for so long that you kind of build your own family on tour, but you also love seeing families. And two of my most memorable experiences are the exact opposite. One was at Barclays Center in New York, and it was sold out. It was 10,000 people in the audience, and getting to perform for that many people is, you can just feel it. Like, you don't even have to do anything. You can just stand out there and you can feel the energy and excitement from people. Oh, wow. And the other was when we were in Rosemont and there was a snowstorm. So almost nobody showed up to the show except, you know, a couple families, maybe 500 people. And you could just tell the people that showed up were so happy and excited to be there. And their kids were so excited. And even though there wasn't that many people, it was so rewarding that these people, you know, kind of came through this snowstorm to see us. And they just had such a good time. And that is really what it is for me, is seeing families have a good time, because I don't get to be with my family. So the best thing I can do is make other families have a good time and be happy together.
Aww, that gives me goosebumps. Oh my goodness, that's so nice. It's almost as though they had kind of like their own private performance, almost a royalty performance. Almost.
Yeah.
How nice though. But you know, the show must go on, right? Even though you only had scores of people in the audience, you still have to keep up the same level of intensity and the performicality and whatnot. And how nice that was to be able to have just, you know, the families that did show or did attend be there and brave through all the elements and to be able to see you. That must have been really heartwarming.
Yeah, it is nice to see how much people enjoy Disney on Ice. You know, if it wasn't a big deal to people and there it was raining or snowing, they wouldn't come. But for some people that maybe don't get to go to Disneyland and don't ever get to see their favorite Disney characters, they, you know, braved the winter weather to come and see us. And, you know, all we can do is perform our best for them. And, you know, if they have a good time, then that's exactly what we're hoping for.
Oh, that is so awesome. Now tell us about this year's Mickey's Search Party.
Yes. So as I kind of touched on before, this show has so many new elements that you've never seen. And even boys are going to love this show. In just our opening number, we've got hoverboards and tumblers. So you will see people come out on hoverboards on the ice. It's totally safe. We have redesigned, you know, the wheels so they'll stick into the ice, but you'll see hoverboards. You'll see people doing backflips and tumbling, which is crazy. And that's just the opening number. So it's a jam-packed show. And then we do have Coco, which is one of our newest productions. It is super wonderful. It features sway poles that have never been seen in an ice show before. And those are about 20-foot fiberglass poles that two performers get on the top of, and they literally sway with their body weight back and forth. We've also got these big giant marionettes, skeleton marionettes that come out during the number, and the whole number is blacklit. So the colors just pop out at you like in the movie. It is really phenomenal.
Now, how long has the Mickey's Search Party been on tour? Has it been a few months? I'm just curious as to the reaction that you get when you visit arenas.
This show has done one tour on the East Coast, so we've been out for just a little bit over a year. And actually, we get such a good response. We have people coming back two or three times in the week, either just to see the show again or bringing new people to see the show. The premise of our show is we have a magic meter. And I'm not going to give away too much because I want you, you know, to come see the show and have a good time. But we have to fill up this magic meter to help free Tinkerbell because Captain Hook has locked her up. And so to fill up this magic meter, we have to go through some of our favorite Disney stories and find magic to put back in this magic meter. And we do that through like Beauty and the Beast. We go and visit Belle and we throw a very big dinner for her and we find out her rose is actually what gives the magic meter some magic. So then we continue to do that through other stories like Toy Story, Moana, Coco, Aladdin and Jasmine. So you're going to see snippets, like some of the biggest parts of those movies, your favorite parts, Under the Sea, Friends Like Me from Aladdin, to help us find some magic.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. Can you share with us, like, what is one of your favorite performances or songs in this show?
Yes. So my favorite part of this show is actually not on any other Disney on Ice show. We have an entire boys number in Frozen. It's called Frozen Heart. You might know the song from Frozen. It's the one that Kristoff sings in the very beginning. And we have rampers, which are extreme skaters and hockey skates that go over half pipe ramps and do flips and stunts, and they jump over each other and they do backflips on the ice. It's such an incredible number. The boys love it. The girls love it. Everybody is just, they get so into it. And these guys that we work with, these extreme skaters, are just phenomenal athletes. They just go out there and they give it their all every single time. It is just a really wonderful part of the show.
Oh my goodness. And you call them extreme skaters?
Yes. So we call them extreme skaters because their stunts are very extreme.
Oh, makes a lot of sense. Oh my goodness. So there's a whole nother element. I swear every single year, Felden Entertainment and Disney on Ice always adds a new element. They're always on the cutting edge of the performances. None that you've ever seen elsewhere. And it's true. It's very cliche, but it's absolutely 100% true. They're always, innovative and creative, and they bring to you just a new element to the show every single year. And this is why we absolutely love going. It's one of our favorite things to do. So I'm super excited.
Will definitely not be disappointed by this show. This probably, I think this show probably has like five elements at minimum that you have probably never seen on the ice before, if not more, which is what's really incredible. And like I said, people come back again and again because you don't see everything. If you see it once, you don't see all the projection. We have, I think, 16 projectors in the show that project things onto the ice and into the audience and on the set. And, you know, when Elsa skates across the ice, she has snowflakes that follow her to just increase the magic and the, you know, the experience you have while you're there. And just, you know, one time is not enough to take it all in.
Wait, are you saying that snowflakes follow Elsa around?
When she's skating, we have projectors that project snowflakes onto the ice as she skates, and then you'll see them follow her. She like leaves the trail as she goes.
Oh my goodness. This is very magical. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be there. Now, what is one takeaway that you want everybody, all our listeners and all our followers, to take from Disney on Ice and Mickey's Search Party?
It's a great way to spend the holidays with your family. This show also has audience interaction. So not only do you get to go and watch the show, but you'll be a part of the show. We need your help in order to make this show keep going. You know, if people don't help us out, the show just kind of stops. So it's really a fun way to spend time and get closer to your family, you know, not just watching an ice show, but starting to become a part of it.
Oh my gosh. Super, super family friendly. And just, you know, there's something for everyone in almost all the Disney on Ice performances. And I'm really, really excited to be able to see this one coming up. And then for those who are listening and following, there's several performances. We have them starting out in Los Angeles, starting on December 12th through the 15th. at the Staples Center, and then they'll be skating on over to Anaheim at the Honda Center from December 19th through December 23rd, and then to Long Beach to Kimberly's hometown from December 26th through December 30th. I'm sure that your family is going to be thrilled to see you. I'm sure you're just going to be elegant and lovely out on the on the ice. So many, many performances to choose from for those who are listening. And you can certainly go check them out. You can buy all your tickets on Ticketmaster.com or in person at the venue box office. Ticket prices vary, so be sure to check the website out and also look for parking information. Some of the parking may be different from venue to venue, but I'm really, really thrilled to have Kimberly Dotson as our guest on the Annie Talk Show. So be sure to check her out on the Disney on Ice Presents Mickey Search Party coming up. Kimberly, thank you so much for being on the show. I really, truly appreciate it.
No problem. The pleasure, as I said, was all mine. Thank you for having me.